Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Snow on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Lakeland's Public Health says it is dealing with a cybersecurity hack. The incident was discovered on January 29th, affecting some of the internal systems. A cybersecurity firm has been contracted to investigate and resolve the matter. The systems that house data for infectious disease and clinical appointments have not been impacted. In the event the investigation determines that any personal or personal health information has been impacted, any affected parties will be contacted. Porto police say officers thwarted an alleged break and enter. Authorities were called to a home Monday to find a suspect at the rear door of a home. No one was at the house at the time of the incident. The man was arrested. Police later found out he was accused of other probation offenses in the Peterborough area and was remanded into custody. Area beekeepers are preparing for the upcoming season by hosting two information sessions aimed at getting youth involved in the industry. The Northumberland Junior Beekeepers Program is a hands-on course for children who follow in what beekeepers do for an entire year, from learning in the classroom to maintaining a hive and colony to extracting the honey. John McFarlane of Honeybees Honey & Co. of Millbrook says the intention of the program is to motivate young people to take up beekeeping.
To motivate young kids to get excited about pollination and honeybees and the importance of both of those in our society, in our food chain today. And the program has simply developed with that as the core principles, exciting them, getting them motivated, giving them the opportunity to get involved.
Information sessions will take place via Zoom tonight and February 10th for a youth aged 9 to 14. In sports, the Trent Hills Thunder were dumped 10-2 by Lakefield last night, while the Cobra Cougars welcome Lindsay for an afternoon game today. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Calling all cowboys and cowgirls. The Rotary Club of Port Hope welcomes you to their popular annual fundraiser, Enjoy the Flavors of Port Hope, Saturday, February 28th at 5:30 p.m. at the Coburg Lions Community Center. There's a casual country theme this year, and for one night only, you can feast on samplings from 11 local favorite restaurants who come together under one roof. In addition to great food, there will be games, silent and live auctions, and live entertainment. Help raise money for worthy local initiatives while having chuckloads of fun together. Tickets are $100 per person and available online at porthoperotary.com. Tickets sell fast, so don't delay. Dust off your boots and join the fun February 28th.
It's cold out there. And for too many people in our community, it's more than just the weather. The coldest night of the year is a winterific, family-friendly fundraising walk supporting local charities helping people facing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Join Hope and Light Urban Outreach in Coburg on Saturday, February 28th, as we walk together toward our $30,000 goal. Bundle up, bring the family, and be part of the warmth, because it's cold out there. Thank you to our media sponsor, Northumberland 89.7, for helping us warm our community together. Visit cnoy.org/Coburg to register.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A few clouds tonight, low minus 17, wind chill minus 11 this evening, minus 20 overnight. Mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness tomorrow, high minus 6, wind chill minus 21 in the morning and minus 10 in the afternoon. And snow for Friday, high minus 4. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.